Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. The 22nd chapter of the book of Proverbs, verse number 6. Train up a child in the way he should go. And when he is old, he will not depart from it. Amen. I'd like to preach to you tonight with the help of the Lord. What a lovely illustration has already been given by Brother and Sister Watson dedicating this baby. I'd like to preach to you on four children. Four children. Train up a child in the way that he should go. And when he is old, he will not depart from it. There are only four children in the whole wide world. Did you know that? Only four. And every one of us are the parent to at least one of these four children. Perhaps you'll understand better. Amen. The first child, amen, I want to talk about tonight is the little child that never was. I like to call this, the name of this child, Flawless, the little child that never was. He will either sweeten life or make it bitter. Amen. This little child, amen, can call us to service. And I've felt for people who have never had biological children. But you know, I can read in the Bible that Paul adopted a young man by the name of Timothy. And he felt the responsibility over Timothy. Amen. And he called him son. Amen. So Paul was the father or the parent, amen, of the little child that never was. Yep. One thing about a child that never is, amen, is that they're perfect. Amen. I mean, they can look just however that you imagine them to look. Your imagination can run wild. And, amen. They'll never give you a moment's grief. They'll never keep you up all night, at least in that aspect of how little children do. Amen. They're flawless. Amen. I think of Brother Joy and Sister Tricia Hyatt, how that they, I heard them say one time, preaching the youth camps across the country and preaching many times here at the Highway Hold, as a matter of fact, serving as youth pastor here under Brother and Sister Collins, and done such a wonderful job. Amen. I remember them speaking of, they regretted that they didn't understand necessarily why that the Lord would not permit them to have children. So Brother Hyatt said, I'll hug and I'll kiss your children. And I'll preach to them across the youth camps across the country. Amen. You see, there was a parent, amen, to the little child that never was. Amen. Oh, I've seen folks that hadn't had children. Amen. If they're not careful, it causes them to be jealous. It causes them to become bitter at others that do. Amen. But I see all kinds of children here, amen, that could use an extra parent. Amen. I got three myself that can use an extra parent. And if you've never had children, won't you adopt one of mine? Won't you adopt one of these here? Amen. If you're saved tonight and you know somebody, some child whose parents aren't saved, won't you adopt them and say, I'll be their mom or I'll be their dad. Amen. For the first child that I'm speaking about is little Flawless, the little child that never was. The second child I'd like to talk to you about is a little child that was. Amen. What a heart-wrenching thing to think about losing one of our little bundles of joy. I went through that with Bruce and Tammy McGuire when we lost little Taryn to cancer at age 3. And I don't think I'll ever forget coming out of that hospital empty-handed. Coming out of that hospital without little Taryn. Amen. What the hardest thing Brother Collins have ever had to go through. Amen. But oh, the little child that was, we'll call her sweet memory. One advantage about a little child that never was, she'll always be a little child that was, rather, she'll always be a child. Amen. Amen. Her little soul in their infancy, amen, will never come to the place, amen, where they rebel. Amen. They're the little child. Amen. That was. Amen. And although we enjoyed them, amen, for a season, and for some reason they're gone from us now. Amen. We can say as David did, Amen. As they wondered why that all of a sudden he was rising up from his prayer and ceasing his fastings. And amen. And they said, well, what have you done? He said, well, the child is dead. I can't call him back to me. But David made the vow and said, but I shall go to him. Glory to the Lamb of God. Amen. The little child that was, amen, can do something special. Amen. Amen, Sister V, amen, we know her as. Amen, she spoke to Bruce and Tammy McGuire and said, there'll always be something special on you from this point on. Seeing that they had lost little Taryn, there'll be an aura about you. Amen, something will be pulling you to a better world. Amen, it'll set everything in perspective. Amen, and you'll have your sight set on a better land. Amen, I read about a shepherd that was trying, amen, to get his flock to cross a narrow bridge that, amen, that went across this creek. Amen. And he tried. He would go across the bridge to the other side and he would call for his flock to come. Amen. He would try to push them across, but amen, they wouldn't go. They was afraid to cross the narrow bridge that crossed the little creek. Amen. But he got an idea. He grabbed hold of one of the little lambs and he tossed it across the bridge. That little lamb's mother, seeing that her offspring was across on the other side, amen, she braved and went across on the other side to be with her little lamb. And when she went and the other seen that she can go, amen, the rest of the flock, amen, went across to the other side. Hallelujah. Amen. The little child that was, amen, calls us to a higher ground. Amen. It's a pulling us. And, amen. And amen. There's little children that I know of and there's loved ones that's went on before. Amen. And I can proudly say I got more to go to heaven for than I had yesterday. Amen. It's a calling me. And that's what the little child that was did. Amen. I read about Josephine Butler, how that they came home, amen, from their long journey. Amen. Their little curly-headed girl had been waiting for them for a long time. Amen. She was supposed to be in bed, but she heard the wheels, amen, of the vehicle pull up out front. And how that, amen, she heard the doors and the talking and somebody was home. She came to the balcony there, amen, in their living quarters. And she looked over the balcony, amen, trying to get a glimpse of mommy and daddy, saying, it's mommy and daddy home. Amen. But her footing slipped and she fell over the balcony. Amen. And she fell and amen. And she died there. Josephine Butler wrote and told that she'll never forget. Amen. Seeing her husband pick up, amen, that little curly head girl. Amen. With blood mingled in her little curls. Amen. She said, it almost made me bitter. It almost made me blame God. Amen. But then she realized, I may have lost mine. Amen. But I'm still her mother. Amen. But I can't be her mother here. Amen. And she made up her mind, amen, that she would be a mother to other little girls. Amen. And started a fund and done a great work for the Lord. Amen. Being a mother to orphan little girls, amen, across the world. Could you shout amen? Amen. The little child that was, amen, as Job's children, amen, I believe helped Job, amen, keep himself pure and keep himself right. Amen. The next little child I want to talk about is the little child that is to be. I like to name her Hope. Amen. The little child that is to be. Amen. There's some of you young folks that are the parent, amen, of a little child that is to be. Glory to God. Amen. I mean, there's coming a day, and you may not even be thinking about it, but maybe that's the problem. Amen. You're not thinking about one day you're going to be a mom, if the Lord will help you and give you the grace. One day, young man, you're going to be a dad. And the little child that is to be, amen, gives us hope. Amen. We can have our own families. I know in this day and time, amen, a stay-at-home mom is looked on as a lower class, amen, but I want to revere them as the highest class. It's the highest position in the world. Praise the Lamb of God. It's to be in a stay-at-home mom. Amen. Matter of fact, that is the will of God, mothers, that you stay home with your children. That is the perfect will of God. Amen. And the little child that is to be, amen, what do you think? Amen, young person. Amen. You're going to wind up. You may say, I said I wasn't going to get married until I was 25 years old. Amen. Until I met Mrs. Wright. Amen. And I married her. She's, amen, my first wife. Amen. And she's my only wife. Amen. Amen. And I had little Stephen Paul. Amen. He's not so little anymore. I got to look up to him. Amen. I was up here playing the bass a while ago. I had him when I was 21 years old. And I had a family before I knew what happened. Amen. It was upon me. Amen. Knowing this, that we, amen, this little hope exists. Amen. How then should we prepare ourselves to have children? Amen. How are we going to select, young lady, a husband for that little child that is to be? Amen. We're going to just select him on good looks. Are we going to select him just because he's popular? Amen. We're just going to select him in a faithless, amen, moment in the back seat of a car. Is that how you're going to pick up a daddy? Amen. For a little hope, the little child that is to be. Amen. Are you prepared? Amen. Are you reading your Bible? Are you praying? Are you seeking the face of the Lord? Do you really have an experience? Amen. Do you really know Jesus? So you can tell little Hope, the little child that is to be, when they come in your life, will you be able to tell them the experience? Amen. Of salvation. Can somebody shout amen? I think about Samson. Amen. Before he was even born, the news was given to Manoah's wife. Amen. The angel of the Lord came to her and told she was going to have a little boy. Amen. And he would be the deliverer of the people. Amen. That was what his job was supposed to be. Amen. And she went and told her husband. He didn't hardly have to believe her. Amen. And they got to a place, amen, where the angel could speak to the husband. Praise the Lamb of God. And you know what he told him? He told him the same thing he told her. Amen. He told her, amen, be careful what you eat. Amen. Don't eat any unclean thing. Don't touch any unclean thing. Amen. Don't drink any strong drink. Are you hearing me? Amen. He told her that before Samson was even born. Amen. That's what he told her. The angel of the Lord told her. Amen. Don't drink any strong drink. Why? Because hope was coming. Amen. A little boy that was going to be was coming into this world. Amen. Amen. And I believe, amen, they was true up to the time that he was born. Amen. To the commission of God. Amen. Are we preparing young person? Listen to me. Are you preparing for hope? Amen. All you got on your mind is just what's happening right now. Brother Johnson said it so well. Amen. We don't live in this world to ourselves. Amen. Neither do we die to ourselves. Amen. We affect others. Amen. And no greater is their effect than a parent has on a child. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hope is a coming. Amen. You may say, Brother Matt, I'm going to hold off in having children. It'll be here before you know it, young lady. Young man, you'll be have the, amen, the awesome responsibility, amen, of being a father and providing for a family. Amen. Before you know it, amen, you need to prepare now. You need to get ready now. Can somebody shout amen? I'm hurrying right along. Hallelujah. Amen. The choices that you choose now will affect little hope. Amen.
Absolutely.
Amen. The prayers that you pray now will affect little hope.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. Come on.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
The habits, amen, that you nurture now will affect little hope.
Right.
Glory to God. Amen. Why not nurture good habits? Why not make choices, amen, that will, amen, will call, give hope a chance. Oh, glory. Amen. Why don't you make decisions? Amen. They'll make it better for little hope when she comes into this world as that little bundle of joy. Amen. Not only is there the little child that is to be called hope, but there's also the little child that is. Hallelujah. Somebody said that little girls are sugar and spice and everything nice. And amen. And I don't know what little boys are made of, but they say little girls are made of sugar and spice and everything nice. Glory to God. But I guess all children are made up of curiosity and ambition and imagination. That's what they're made of. Glory to God. Amen. And this little child that is, amen, is in your life, that's in your life right now, that you and I have a responsibility for right now. Glory to God. that is upon us right now. Somebody said the thing that I feared is, amen, most has come upon me, amen, and talk about their children, amen. And I remember the elderly gentleman telling me, amen, that he had had 10 children, and he said, I wouldn't give $1 million for never one of them. I wouldn't take $1 million for never one of my children. He said, but I wouldn't give a nickel for another one just like them either. Amen. Amen. But we have a responsibility right now as parents. Amen. To nurture them. And the Bible says to train up a child in the way that he should go. Not in the way that he wants to go. Not in the way that this world thinks that he ought to go. Not in the way that the government thinks that he ought to go. But in the way that he should go. Amen. Every Hebrew mother, when that word was mentioned, train up a child. Amen. They knew right away, that Hebrew mother knew right away they was talking, amen, talking to her. Amen. Train up a child in the way that he should go. Amen. For see, in biblical times, they didn't have Gerber and they didn't have all these baby foods, but the mother would actually take the food and she would chew it. She would chew it herself. And when she got it good and chewed up, amen, she would put it in her son or her daughter's mouth, in the baby's mouth. But she wouldn't end there. Amen. She would reach in and touch the palate of its mouth. And matter of fact, that's where that word train comes from. Amen. It comes from a word, amen, that can also mean the touch the palate. And she would touch the palate of its mouth and it would trigger the swallowing response that's in a baby. Not that little hangy down thing there. Amen. That causes a gag response. Amen. But glory to God, there's some folks that are doing that to their children. Amen. The preacher preaches the gospel. The preacher preaches the Bible. Amen. And there's some folks are saying, that's all right, honey. Amen. You don't have to listen to that preacher. Amen. That's all right, honey. Amen. You're okay. What you're doing's okay. Amen. The preacher can preach. It's a shame for a man to have a long hair. Amen. And grandma and mama's, amen, triggering that gag response and saying, oh, it's all right, honey. Your hair looks cute. Amen. On the boys. Amen. The preacher can say, amen, the woman's long hair is her glory. Amen. And amen. Mama will say, that's all right, honey. Amen. Amen. You can trim it a little bit. To cut and trim, you use scissors to do both. It's the same thing. Can somebody shout glory? Woo! Hallelujah! Amen. But it said to train, not to gag. It said to touch the palate. And you know that's something that only the parent can do. You're the only one that can accomplish that. Amen. Brother Collins can preach the truth. Amen. He can fill your child's mouth. Amen. With the truth and the wonders and things of the gospel. Amen. He can encourage them to have faith. He can encourage them to seek the Lord until they're endued with power from on high. But it'll take mama and it'll take daddy, amen, to touch the palate of the mouth, that not only will it be put in their mouth, but they'll swallow it, amen, that they'll accept it, amen, that they'll receive the gospel, amen. Hello, are y'all still with me here tonight? Amen. Train up a child in the way that he should go. Amen. It's an awesome responsibility. Amen. You know, I think that sometimes we think that we'll not be held responsible. Amen. But when that child gets out in this world, amen, when he leaves the truth, when he marries in another denomination, amen, you'll feel the pains of judgment. And as Brother Andy has already mentioned tonight, not only is there judgment here, but there'll be judgment on the other side. Amen. And when we stand before heaven, amen, not only will we stand for our own life, amen, but we'll stand, are you hearing me, for how we trained our children. Amen. Will somebody lift their hand to heaven and praise the Lord? Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. What a wonderful thing I found. Sister Blanton found it. Amen. Little letters that children had written to God. Amen. One little boy named Charlie wrote to God. He said, how did you know you were God? Amen. They're made of curiosity, and ambition, and imagination. Amen. Now, we're not to beat. We beat the child to get the foolishness out of him. Foolishness is bound up in the heart of a child because of the fall of man. God didn't put it there. The fall of man put it there. And a rod of correction will drive it far from him. Amen. We beat the foolishness, but not their curiosity. Amen. Too many times we say, well, how come we live this way, Mommy? Well, just because. Well, that ain't good enough for you right now. You think it's good enough for your children? I believe we ought to know the Bible. Amen. I believe that we ought to know the Scriptures enough. Amen. So we can explain, well, this is what it is. This is the way the Bible says it, honey. And amen, this is what the Bible says and what the Bible means. And amen, so they can have something, some kind of armor. Amen, some kind of, amen, substance. Amen, they can base their salvation on. Glory to God. Amen, one little Marie, her name is, she said, "Dear God, on Halloween, I'm going to wear a devil's costume." Is that all right with you? Glory to God. You answer that. Amen. "Dear God," Norma says, "did you mean for a giraffe to look like that, or was it an accident?" Glory to God. "Dear God," Neil wrote, "I went to a wedding and they kissed right in the church." He said, "Is that okay?" He's asking God. Glory to God. Amen. I'm almost done. Joni wrote, "Dear God, I would like to know why all the things you said are in red." Jane wrote, "Dear God, what does it mean you are a jealous God? I thought you had everything." Glory to God. Dennis wrote, "Dear God, my grandpa says you were around when he was a little boy. How far back do you go anyhow?" Yeah. Amen. Joyce wrote, "Dear God, I thank you for the baby brother, but what I really prayed for was a puppy." Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Maybe a couple more. Praise the Lord. "Dear God," Peter wrote, "please send Dennis Clark to a different youth camp this year." "Dear God," Danny wrote, "my brother is a rat. You should give him a tail." I'm talking about the little child that is. Amen. One little girl wrote, "God, what does begat mean? I keep asking people, but nobody will tell me." There's one more in here I want to find, read to you, and I'll quit. I like this, and Nora wrote, as they come to the piano, "Dear God, I don't ever feel alone since I found out about you."
Hallelujah.
Amen. The little child that is. Let's bow our heads and ask the Lord to help us. Precious Heavenly Father, we're thanking you, Lord. We're thanking you, Lord, for these children that I've preached about. We're thanking you, Lord, for these parents. I ask Heavenly Father that you'd help us tonight. Help us to commit our life to you. Help us to train up our children in the way that they should go. God, I don't believe that you meant for us that are our believers to have to evangelize our children. I believe that there's a way, Lord, if we'll seek it earnestly and ask for your help, that we can raise them up right in church to where they'll accept you as their Savior. We ask, Lord, you give us a wonderful altar service as they sing. I'd like for you to come here tonight and pray. I want all the parents, and as I preach tonight, every one of us are parents. Yeah. At least one of these children. But if you're a parent of a little child that is, won't you gather them up here tonight? Won't you bring them to this altar? Let's have a family altar right here at the Pentecostal Highway of Holiness. If you're here tonight and you're not saved, you're not the only one missing it. But that little child that you're parent of, is missing it because you're missing it. These altars are open here tonight. If you feel your need to pray, would you come? All the parents, bring your children, everyone that will. Let's gather around this altar. Would you come?
Where He leads me,
you're not saved. You're not to be saved. If you're tonight, you need to rededicate your life to Jesus. Won't you come? God, I'm sorry, Lord. I'm sorry for my laziness. I'm sorry for my neglect. God, would you forgive me and take me? But Lord, I've got a great responsibility. There's young eyes that are watching me. I want to be the example that I need to be. Would you come?
I can hear my Savior calling. Take thy cross and